Thank you, Signor. That was good. Children, you may go to your party.
好，小朋友可以继续参加我们今天有圣诞派对。
Before I begin, I'd just like to wish everybody an early Happy Christmas.
在开始之前，我预祝大家圣诞快乐，圣诞蒙恩。
Some people ask, why don't we meet on the 24th of December?
可能有朋友会问说，为什么我们12月24号这一天没有聚会呢？
So different rumors.
可能有一些不同的传闻哈。
The favorite one is Joshua is too tired.
可能最常听到的一个说法就说啊，Joshua太牧师太累了。
Now, the reason why we are not having a service this year.
所以大家是牧师这里特别澄清哈，为什么在二十四号这天没有聚会
？It's because every time when it's very near Christmas, like 25th or 24th, it's very difficult to travel.
是因为在临近圣诞节期间，二十四号或是二十五号呢，公共交通的那个就是大家的交通呢不是很方便。
And so also it's a time to give the people who serve the church a rest.
同时呢，也给我们在教会里面侍奉的同工弟兄姊妹们有个机会可以休息一下。
And we also want to encourage everybody to spend time with your family and get together with other members of the church and have a hot pot.Boiler room.
同时呢，其实也是借这个机会呢，鼓励大家可以花多点时间跟你的家人、朋友或者弟兄姊妹，我们聚在一起有一个私底下的团契。
We find that every time when we don't have a service, right, that week, lots of people get together, and the power and the presence of God is really strong amongst the people's fellowship.
那我们常常发现呢，如果那周没有主日的话，那周间呢，可能大家弟兄姊妹私底下会有聚集。那么，其实，在这样的环境当中，反而是有神的同在更强烈。
However.
那么但是
next year, the last Sunday is 22nd.
那么下年2024年呢最后一个圣诞节之前的主日是22号。
So next year, we can't have a day off.
所以呢下一年可能我们就没有这个借口要没有主日了。
So next year, we will have a service because it's not near Christmas. It's only 22nd.
所以2024年的12月呢最后一天22号我们会有机会。
So Liang and the worship team, we want a choir.
所以我们希望我们明年这个时候我们有一个圣诞的诗班在这边。
Singing all the Christmas songs.
我们唱很多欢庆圣诞的那些诗歌。
Amen. Amen. So I hope that on the 24th you spend time together, visit people, get together. This is what Christmas is about.
所以我希望在二十四号这一天，如果没有教会聚会，那么大家私底下可以有团契跟其他朋友聚会。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so today is my last full sermon for this year.
那么今天是我这2023年的最后一个完整的讲道。
Hopefully, it is the best.
希望也是这一年当中大家觉得最好的一个讲道。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to, first, before that, I want to thank everybody who served the church.
这里呢，我想借此机会呢，再次感谢在教会当中服侍的每个同工们。
Amen. Who gave to the church in offering.
这是或者你在教会中的奉献的。
And thank you all for attending the church this year.
也感谢众多弟兄姊妹来参加我们聚会崇拜的。
We're so blessed by the church in this building.
我们很感谢这个 ECM 这个教会呢，给我们提供这个聚会的场所。
Amen. We thank the worship team.
感谢我们的敬拜的师
团队。They worked so hard this year.
今年真的是也花了
很多心机。How many of you enjoy this year's worship?
有多少弟兄姊妹真的很享受我们今年的敬拜？
So thank you, worship team. We've been in every Sunday. You lifted us up to heaven.
真的再次感谢我们的敬拜团队。
We thank you, the PA team.
我们也感谢我们的音响团队。
We can hear nicely and crisply.
让我们的音响系统非常清楚。
We thank you for the youth group who served the PA.
也再次感谢我们在 worship team 在敬拜团队在 PA 中服侍的青少年们。
If you notice, our church is virtually run by the youth.
大家有没有留意到，其实我们教会很多部门都是由我们青少年的参与。
Hallelujah!
感谢主。
Hallelujah!
Amen.
We thank you for the Junior Church, the Sunday School teachers, and Suzanne, Xin Yao.
也感谢我们主日学的老师和同工
and Xin Yao and Ruth and others translating, interpreting.
对，还有我们翻译的。
And for those who clean the church,
还有帮忙我们之后打扫卫生的。
So that we don't get any complaints.
所以呢，人家不会投诉我们。
Thank you for the ushers for making people feel welcome.
还有我们的接待团队的同工们，让大家觉得很温馨来到教会。
For the nice teas and coffees.
还有我们那些侍奉茶点的弟兄姊妹们，谢谢你们。
For Luke doing all the lots of work.
还有我们王路弟兄在教会的侍奉。
The Johnson on the camera.
还有我们的 Johnson 弟兄在服侍摄影方面。
For the brothers and sisters are watching online.
还有在网上参加我们聚会的弟兄姊妹，也谢谢你们。
And above all, for all those intercessors who pray for the church every day.
那么同时我们也感谢在我们教会当中每一天为我们教会代祷的守望者们。
Every day, Betty and others.About a dozen people, they pray at 10:30 on the, is it Zoom or Skype?
Zoom.
You can join them if you want. Luke can also give you, this is not the boiler room. This is interceding for the church.
所以我们每一天呢，由 Betty 姊妹带领，有很多我们有十几个同工，每天十点半，早上十点半，通过 Zoom 聚会的方式呢，他们
会教会。Praying for the needs of the people.
为教会代祷，为我们当中有需求的肢体代祷。
Prayer requests
有很多我们代祷的需求。
And also praying through what they heard on a Sunday，
也是他们在把周日的讲到的内容，他们不断的在代祷。
So that God does what was prophetically preached，
所以他们再次把我们的神借着牧师讲到的那个讯息再次巩固。
And、that goes on every day at 10:30 for over an hour。
所以每天早上十点半，他们有一个小时祷告时
间。Including Sundays, which happens at 9 o'clock, 9:30.
所以在周日呢，他们时间会稍微不同，是早上
九点半。Not one single day is missed.
所以一年365天，每一天他们都有坚持。
And this has happened for several years now.
那么这个他们这个我们的代祷守望已经持续了过去几年都在进行。
Do you believe God will act upon our prayers?
真的，我们想，如果我们这样持之以恒的去守望、去祷告，神一定会垂听。
Because we want to see God build a church that the gates of hell cannot prevail against.
我们想建立一个教会，是仇敌不能来针对我们。
That we walk our talk.
我们所讲的也会行出来。
We want to see the power of God.
我们想见证神的大能在我们的中间。
And I know God has plans for us.
我相信神在我们当中有美好的旨意。
He is rebuilding our church.
神在重新的建立我们的教会。
Amen.
Amen.
I also want to take the opportunity to apologize if I upset anybody this year.
那么我当这里有借机会呢，如果像我们当中有冒犯到的人呢，给大家道歉。
Just in case.
就是却以免我冒犯到你们。
I remember one time I haven't seen a particular a member for over 10 years.
我记得以前呢，我有这样的经历哈，有一个一个教会的。会员，我十年没有见了。
And when I saw that person for the first time,
那么在十年之后，我再一次见到他那个人的时候
，First words were, "Pastor, I forgive you."
然后他说的第一句话就说：“牧师，我原谅你了。
”And I didn't even know what I did wrong.
然后我都不知道他说我需要什么被原谅，我做错什么。
So I apologize if I said anything harsh.
所以大家原谅我，如果说任何好像冒犯到你的话。
But if it's the truth,
如果我说虽然可能很。不忠心，但是确实是真理的话。
I don't apologize for that.
我并不是为这个道歉。
Amen. Amen. I'm not going to change.
那么我会坚持神的真理。
I will always tell you the truth.
我会总是告诉你真理。
And sometimes the truth will make us uncomfortable.
因为很多时候，真的我们听到这个真理会忠言逆耳，会让我们听的感觉不舒服。
Next year, the world will continue to be chaotic.
那么在接下来一年新的一年当中这个世界会继续的好像很混乱
There's an election coming
会有一个选举发生
Both in, probably in this country but definitely in the US
那么可能 不管是可能在这个国家或者美国一定会发生选举
But I pray that in our home
那我们祷告在我们的家中
We will have the peace of God
我们会有神的平安
So if you are apprehensive about the future don't be right with God so that you have peace
所以如果你 为你的将来担忧的话那么其实我觉得你不需要这样子我们只要跟神有个对的关系那么就有平安
Next year I am praying that I may see whole families get saved
我的祷告是在新的一年当中我们要看到我们全家都得救
Because that's what the Bible promised
因为这是圣经所应许我们的
Me and my whole household So serve the Lord.
我和我的全家都必要侍奉耶和华。
And in Acts three times, it records every time when the father gets saved, the whole family gets saved.
在使徒行传当中也记录住多次这样的情形，当一个一家之主得救的时候，全家都得救。
I'm praying, and I hope you can join me, that next year in our church, we will see the whole family get saved.
我自己在祷告，我也希望大家跟我一起来为这件事情祷告，希望我们看到我们的家庭全家都得救。
And I'm also praying that the whole family evangelize.
我也看到我们的全家人都一起出去传福音。
Our ministry began because my whole family got saved.
我自己的施工开始是因为我的全家都得救。
15 of us.
我们全家15口人。
I have a large family.
我是一个大家族来的。
15 of us in 1 month all got saved.
在一个月之内，我们去一家十五口
都得救。 And out of one family, many churches were birthed.
因为我们这一家呢得救，借着我们这个家庭，很多教会得到建立。
All we need to do is believe God.
我们需要做就是相信神。
And say yes to God.
然后对神有一个回应。
How many of you will join me to pray? Whole family get saved. Whole families.Evangelize.
有多少人会跟我一起为这个事情祷告？全家得救，全家都为主来服侍。
Let's ask the King of Harvest to give us.
我们求这个庄稼的主赐给我们这样一个收成。Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today's gathering.
哦，天父，我们感为今天的聚会，我们献上感恩。
I really pray, O God, that we.Have the faith to believe that you can do the impossible.
我们愿意赐给我们这样的信心，去相信你是那行不可能的神。
Help us not to limit you, Lord.
帮助我们不要去限制你的作为。
I just pray, O God, that during this time of Christmas, that we will remember the true meaning of Christmas.
主，让我们在这个圣诞期间能真的纪念圣诞节真正的意义。
And it is all about you.
主啊，这一切都关乎你。
That you came to us.
因为你道成肉身来到我们当中
and gave us peace,
并赐给我们平安
to save us.
以致来拯救我们
And I just pray that every family, O God, represented here and online, that we will, that this Christmas, O God, that we will find something very special in our midst, that you will mend our broken hearts.
主，我们祷告，包括我们在教会实地的教会和网上我们的每个家庭。主，在这个圣诞期间，你会在我们当中做奇妙的工作，来医治那些破碎的心。
That you heal our relationships.
主，你来医治我们的关系。
That you bring members of our brothers, that our family back together.
主，你把我们那些破碎的家庭又再次重和好。
That you will heal our sick bodies.
主，你也医治我们的疾病
，and set ourselves free，
能赐给我们自由，释放我们。
And I just rebuke the devourer in our midst。
我们来斥责仇敌在我们当中的工作。
That you will set our minds free。
主，你让我们的意念得释放。
That you will heal every mental disease。
你能把一些精神上的疾病得医治。
And we break the power of those spirits。
我们把这些邪灵的工作、那些捆绑，我们斩断。
I just pray for new boldness in the midst of us.
主，把我们当中一个刚强壮胆的灵在我们当中。
Above all, Lord, we want intimacy with you.
更多的是主，我们渴慕我们与你有一个亲密的关系。我们渴慕你的同在，主。
So grant us your presence.
主啊，真的求你赐下你的同在在我们当中。
In our meeting today.
在我们今天的聚会当中。
And may your name be glorified.
主，愿你的名被荣耀，被高举。
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, Moses was addressing Israel.
在《申命记》当中，三十章十九节，这里是摩西对以色列的百姓说话。
He said, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Therefore, choose life." That you and your offspring may live.
申命记三十章十九节这里说：“今日我呼天唤地向你做见证，我已经将生与死、祝福与咒诅摆在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，好使你和你的后裔都得存活。”
What Moses said to Israel is incredible.
这里摩西对以色列百姓所说的是非常重要的一句话。
He offered them a choice.
他把一个选择放在他们面前
to choose between life and death.
在生命与死亡之间做选择
You see, we all have a choice.
我们每个人都有一个选择权。
Before Jesus came, we had no choice.
在耶稣降世之前，我们没有得选。
2,000 years ago, people never had a choice.
在2000年之前，耶稣降生之前，人没有选择。
The only choice for them is death.
对他们来说，死亡是唯一的结局。
Can you imagine life without choice?
有没有想过我们的生命是除了死以外，没有别无选择？
Imagine you can't choose your school.
想象一下，你不能选择你要读的学校。
You can't choose your government.
你不能选择你所侍奉的这个政府。
You can't choose your husband or your wife.
你不能选择你的配偶。
In other words, without choice is a dreadful existence.
所以，如果我们没有这个选择权的时候，是一个很痛苦的一件事情。
You see, we can't imagine in our lives without the freedom of choosing.
如果我们的生命失去了这个自由选择的意愿的时候
Like I said, before the first Christmas, before Jesus came, there was no choice.
就像我刚刚说的，在耶稣诞生之前是没有人类是没有选择的。
Our choice is death.
我们的选择就是一个结局，死亡。
See, Jesus came 2,000 years ago to give us that choice.
两千年前，耶稣降生是为了赐给我们这样一个选择。
For the first time on earth, we can choose life.
在地上第一次，我们可以选择生命。
The very choice that Moses told Israel that you have. That Moses told Israel that you have this choice.
为什么这摩西对以色列百姓说，你们有这个选择的可能
？You can choose between life and death.
为什么你可以选择生与死
？And what does he say?
他这里怎么说呢
？Choose life.
他说你要选择生命。
So at Christmas, God has given us that choice.
所以在圣诞节的时候，神也给我们这个选择。
We must choose the life.
就是我们一定要选择生命。
But that choice of life is not just resort to salvation.
所以这里说选择的就是生命，并不仅仅限于我们接受救恩。
See, Jesus doesn't just come and save us.
主耶稣来并不是只是拯救我们的生命。
He not only saved us, but gave us life.
他不光救赎我们，并且赐给我们一个全新的生
命。Life to live.
一个活着的生命。
So that we can live a life, an abundant life in this earth.
所以我们在世就可以过一个丰盛的生命。
So, if you are a born again Christian, you have made the first choice. You chose Jesus. But Jesus wants you to continue to choose life.
所以当我们得重生的基督徒时候，我们做了第一个选择，我们选择了基督，但是耶稣还要让我们继续选择这个生命。
But not every Christian choose to live life for the rest of their lives.
但是不是所有的基督徒都选择要过耶稣所赐给我们的这个生命。
Do you know what I'm saying?
大家明白什么意思吗？
Each time when we face difficulties, there is a choice.
每次当我们面对困难的时候，我们都有一个选择。
Do you choose to believe in God or do you choose to turn your back on God?
你选择来相信神呢，还是背弃神？
Or have you allowed faith to grow in you so that every time when there's difficulty, the hands of your faith reaches out and grabs hold of Jesus?
或者你让信心这个种子在你里面成长，当所以你可以紧紧的借着信心来抓住我们的神。
May each day when you face difficulties and challenges, you choose Christ. You choose life.
所以当我们每一天来面对挑战和困难的时候，我们都来选择基督，选择这个生命。
Christmas is not just about choosing salvation, it's choosing God in our lives.
所以圣诞节并不是关乎选择耶稣得救赎，而是选择耶稣得生命在我们的里面。
You see, as long as you walk with Jesus,
只要我们 与主同行，
as long as Jesus is important in your life,
只要主耶稣对你来说至关重要，
you always have thatluxury of choosing him.
你总是有这样一个很奢侈的这种状态，你可以来选择他。
Every time when I go through difficulty, I choose Jesus. Can you help me?
每次当我遇到困难的时候，总是说主啊，我选择你来帮助我。
Amen.
Amen.
Without him, there is nothing to choose.
因为离开了他，我们真的什么都没得选。
So what will you choose?
所以你会选择什么呢？
What will you submit to?
你会降服在什么事之下呢？
You see, when we fear,
当我们有恐惧的时候，
and many times we face a situation that's so challenging, we tremble with fear.
很多时候，当我们遇那个困难，困难到吓到我们，都是在那个战兢发抖的时候。
A situation that chooses to that crushes us.
好像那个困难就要把我们压倒一样。
And that's human nature.
那么这是作为人的本性有这样的反应。
Those are the pressures of life.
这也是生命很重要的一个经历。
But you still have a choice.
但是我们仍然在这样的光景，我们还是有一个选择。
Do you choose to submit to it?
你选择去降服在这个光景当中、困难当中吗
？Or do you choose Christ to overcome?
或者你选择借着基督来胜过你的困难
？Because the enemy wants you dead, but Christ wants to give you life.
因为仇敌来让我们是摧毁我们的生命，但基督来是赐给我们生命。
Every day you are faced with that same decision.Do you choose life or do you choose death?
每一天我们都面对这个同一个选择，你是选择生命呢，还是选择死亡？
I'm telling you, only in Christ can we find life.
我告诉大家，只有在基督里，我们才能有生命。
Wisdom for every day. Wisdom for every day life.
我们这基督是我们每天面对每天生活的一个智慧。
Every difficulty you find, God can be chosen.
在我们面对的每一个困难当中，我们都可以选择耶稣。
And he can provide a solution.
他会为我们给我们问题解决问题的方法。
Is there anything that is nearly dead or dead in your life?
如果生命中有遇到接近死亡的那种不可能的情况的时候
，then you need restoration.
你真的很迫切的需要一个修复。
God is standing in our midst.
神今天就站在我们中间
，reminding us.
神在。告诉我们
That's why his son came to us.
为什么他派他的独生子来到我们当中
That's what Christmas is about.
这也是关乎圣诞节的一切
The gospel is not just about salvation.
这个福音并不仅仅关乎救赎
The gospel is about the life of Christ that is available in us.
这是关乎耶稣基督他的生命赐给我们可以来选择
Don't become a Christian that as soon as you're saved, that's it.
不要成为这样的基督徒，好像你做了信徒祷告，你觉得自己得救了，然后就与主无关了。
That's basically choosing life, but then stop and no longer choose to live in that life.
就好像是说我们选择了生命，但是我们没有把这个生命继续的延续下去。
Amen. Don't blame the others. Don't blame God. Don't blame anyone for the way your situation. Instead, make a choice.
所以，当我们不要为了我们所处的这个光景去埋怨任何人，包括神，而是在这种光景当中去选择神。
I find that any problem that you have can be solved.
我们其实我们面对的每一个问题都可以得到解决。
Many people say to me, "I can't forgive that person, Pastor."
很多人对我说牧师啊我觉得我很难去原谅这个人
I said I'm not asking you to forgive I'm asking you to make a choice
我说我不是叫你去原谅我是让你做一个决定做一个选择
If you choose to forgive then the life of Christ will come to you and he will enable you through time to forgive
所以你需要做的就是做一个决定说我要决定去饶恕那么耶稣基督的生命会进到你里面来帮助你做成这件事情
The moment we choose,
从我们选择的那一刻起
God will sow a seed into our hearts.
神就会把这个种子种在我们里面
A seed of forgiveness.
一个饶恕的种子撒在我们里面
So that through time it progresses, the process happens, so that one day you can forgive.
所以在这个过程当中，种在这个过程当中，种子会发芽，直到有一天你可以饶恕了
One day you can be free.
所以有一天到一天你就可以得释放
Nothing is impossible
对于神来说没有任何不能成的事
When God has given us a choice
当神已经给我们这个选择的权利的时候
If God hasn't given us a choice then nothing is possible
如果神没有给我们选择的时候任何事情都不可能呢
Because God has given us a choice
就是因为神给我们一个选择
To choose Christ
让我们可以选择基督
Every challenge, every problem can be overcome.
我们面对的所有的问题，所有的挑战都可以得到解决。
That's why, brothers and sisters, every addiction, every bondage,
所以我们生命中的每一个瘾，每一个捆绑
can easily be broken.
都可以很容易的被破碎、击碎
by choosing Jesus.
借着我们来选择基督。
Amen.
Amen.
When I was young, I used to feel that there are certain things that are impossible to overcome.
当我在年轻的时候，我常常觉得生命中有些问题是不可能可以得到解决、
especially、
去胜过的。
Especially bondages and addictions.
特别是好像生命中一些很大的一些捆绑、一些瘾是很难胜过的。
But I never realized when I choose Christ.
但是我没有意识到，当我去选择基督的时候。
When I say God set me free on this, and I mean it with all my heart.
当我全心全意去跟神祷告说，主啊，求你来释放我，来帮助我的时候。
It.Breaks so easily.
那么这样的一个捆绑就很容易就被破碎了。
So effortlessly.
是毫不费劲的就解决了。
And you wonder why you allow this to dominate your life for so long.
可能你当你得释放那一天，你想说为什么过去这么久，我将这个事情捆绑了我这么久。
It is a choice.
其实就是源于一个决定，一个选择。
Christ,
当我们选择基督的时候
，Nothing will get in our way.
没有任何东西成为我们的难主。
Amen. Once we choose Christ,
当我们选择基督的时候
God will start working.
神会开始他的工作
And breaking down those barriers.
会把所有的那些障碍去拿走
We're changing our mentality.
他会更新我们的心思意念
Giving us the faith.
会赐给我们这样的信心
Many times when I pray, I say, God, I don't have faith.
很多时候我跟神祷告说主啊我真的没有这样的信心
No matter how I believe, I just don't have the faith.
不管我怎么这样喊口号，说我相信，我相信，但是里面没有这样一个实质。
But when I choose to break through,
但是我选择要去突破的时候
，When I choose to overcome,
当我选择我要选择去突破的时候，去胜过的时候
，I pray to the Lord,
然后我跟神祷告
，And the Lord hears my choice,
然后神听到了我做的这个选择。
Guess what happens?
然后猜一猜接下来发生什么
？He gives you the faith.
神会给我们这个信心。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why, brothers and sisters, everything that you want in your life, any impossibility, anything that you want breakthrough, begins with a choice.
所以在我们生命当中，我们所需要的每一个释放，每一个得胜，都源于一个决定和选择。
And we praise the Lord that we have that choice.
感谢赞美主，我们有这样的选择。
Those without Jesus have no choice.
那些没有认识主的，他们根本都没有得选。
They live a life without choice.
他们的生命是没有选择的
Because they can't choose life.
因为他们都还没有可以选择生命的一个
Because the enemy only offers death and destruction.
因为魔鬼所赐给我们的就是死亡和毁坏
Have you ever wondered, no matter which party becomes government, it's all the same.
大家有没有觉得不管这个政权选择哪个工党还是什么党的话其实都是一样的
As though nothing changes.
好像也没有看到太多的改变
Because the reality is, you have no choice.
因为那个事实是，其实我们根本没有别无选择。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is definitely a choice that God offered us.
那么，基督绝对是神所赐给我们的一个选择。
Amen.
Amen.
And in John chapter 10 verse 10, he says, "There the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life." And have it abundantly.
约翰福音的十章十节说，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。我来是要扬得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus came so that he can give you an option to choose life.
耶稣来是让我们有可以选择来选择生命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are like the Israelites.
所以我们就好像以色列百姓一样
，given a choice.
我们今天有这个选择。
God won't force it on you.
神不会勉强你，强求你。
Even to a Christian, he says to you every day, son, daughter, do you choose life or do you choose death?
尽管对于基督徒，神都会给我们每个人有个每天有这样的选择，你是选择生命还是死亡呢
？Paul says in Romans chapter 8, he said we should be living in the law of life, not under the flesh that is death.
好像保罗在罗马书八章讲说我们要活在生命的律当中而不是这个罪的律当中
And he's talking to people who you believe that your addiction is impossible to break He's talking to you and me
所以今天保罗其实这个话是对你我说你们相信我们生命中这个捆绑是不可能被破碎吗
There is nothing on the internet that can bind you
在这网上的没有任何东西可以捆绑你
That you can't be free.
没有任何东西你不能得到释放和自由。
What's lacking is that you choose not to be free.
其实你所缺乏的是你自己选择不要得释放。
But the mercy of God is upon you.
神的怜悯在我们的身上。
It's upon me.
也在我的身上。
Christmas, He gave us a choice.
在圣诞节，记得圣诞节，他给我们这样的一个选择。
That we don't have to live by death.
我们不用再最就是唯一的选择是死亡了。
We can be free.
我们可以得自由。
40 years later, as a Christian, I still have that choice.
那么在做基督徒，我40年之后，我今天仍然会有这个选择。
Every time when the enemy tempts me,
每次仇敌要试探我的时候
，I have to choose.
我仍然要做一个选择。
Amen. And I can choose to believe in God.
我要选择相信神。
And when the power of God comes into your life,
当神的能力临到你的生命的时候
，that which is impossible in your mind is easily broken.
在你思想当中，你觉得你认定不可能的事情，很容易就会得到解决。
That's why this coming year, brothers and sisters,
所以在
choose to be free.
所以在接下来的新年当中，弟兄姊妹，你们要选择来得释放。
Don't accept the devil's lies. Don't accept any nonsense.
不要接受仇敌给你的谎言和那些无稽之谈。
You can be free.
我们可以得释放和得自由。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And have we not read? In John chapter 1, verse 14,
我们在约翰福音的一章十四节
he said, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, and the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独一儿子的荣光。
The Logos.
那个 Logos.
God's Word.
神的话语
Became flesh.
成为活的话语身肉身
Baby. A baby born in a manger.
那么在马槽当中降生的婴孩
The Word of God becoming flesh.
神的道成为了肉身
So that we can hear him.
这样我们可以听到他
When we see God's conversation embodied in a man called Christ.
当我们看到神的样式住在一个人的肉身的样式当中
We are confronted with God's choice.
我们会被 给予这样子一个选择
Everyone who looks at Jesus has to choose.
我们每个人定睛看耶稣人都要做一个选择
Every time when we pray to the Lord, every time when we see the Lord, every time when we encounter the Lord, we are encountering a choice.
所以每次我们遇见神的时候，我们跟神祷告的时候，其实我们是遇见这个选择。
The Logos in flesh.
那么道成的肉身。
His word is true.
他的话语是真理。
So that we can see the living word. We can see what God is actually saying.
所以我们可以看到这个实实在在的话语，神要对我们所说的话。
The Logos in Christ is a manifestation of what life looks like.
所以在基督里面的生命彰显了神的生命
The Logos that God is talking about throughout the Old Testament finally is manifesting so that we finally understand what grace looks like
所以当在旧约当中多次提到了这个道在旧约当中实实在在成为肉身来彰显出来
The Logos in flesh manifests what love looks like
那么这个道成的肉身也彰显了什么是恩典什么是爱
What truth look like
什么是真理
Amen. The reason why I'm saying this is that
为什么我跟大家讲这个
When we are in problems, when we are facing problems, no matter how we think we know this is what we need.
很多时候当我们遇到困难的时候我们以为我们知道我们需要什么
And we plead before God, give me this, give me this, give me this.
然后我们在神面前去哀求说神请你给我赐给我这个赐给我那个
Because you believe if I only receive this then I'll be free.
因为你觉得如果我得到了这个可能我就会得自由了
But often we don't understand what we truly need.
但很多时候其实我们不明白我们真正需要的是什么
God knows what we truly need.
只有神知道我们真正所需要的
The very thing that we are praying for may not be the solution, but God has a solution for us.
很多时候我们可能切切祷告的不一定是真正的解决的方法只有神知道什么是唯一的解决方式
But we won't understand it.
很多时候但是我们并不能明白这个方法
Praise the Lord.
但是感谢主
We have Jesus.
我们有基督
He understands all this.
他明白这一切
He is the Word of God.
因为他就是神的道。
And when we spend time seeking Him,
当我们花时间来寻求他的时候
the one who truly understands what you truly need,
基督是那一位真正明白我们真正需要的那一位。
And when we seek Him,
当我们来寻求他
we don't understand why,
我们可能不知道为什么
how,
如何发生。
But when we engage the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是我们允许神来参与当中
the problem goes away. We don't even know how.
可能我们的问题在我们不经意之间就解决了，就消失了。
It amazes me.
是很奇妙的。
Every time when God breaks through, I don't understand how He did it.
很多时候，当神给我们带来突破的时候，我都根本无法理解神如何做到的。
You see, when we try to understand something from God.
我们常常去尝试去理解从神而来的东西。
It may not always be so easily understood.
很多时候不是很容易被理解。
But Jesus knows.
但是基督明白。
Because He is the Word of God Himself.
因为他就是神的话语。
And He on your behalf.
神来代替我们。
The Bible says He will intercede for you.
他会代替我们来为我们代求。
Amen. Not only intercede for you, but before God, He will say,Do you remember what you promised, Ruth?
所以他不光为我们代求，他会在神面前来提醒神，神所应许的话语。
Give it to her.
说你难道忘记了你所应许的吗？一定要赐给他。
Imagine that, but then the angel said, but she's not praying for that.
但是可能天使说，哦，可能这个事情他都没有为这个事情而求。
But Jesus knows that she doesn't understand what she truly needs.
但是我们的主明白我们不知道我们真正所需要的。
But isn't it wonderful that we have an advocate before God?
所以我们知道我们在神面前有一个中保。
Despite of what Ruth is praying, Jesus is saying, you give her that which she really needs.
所以不管 Ruth 在祷告什么，但是基督说要赐给她，其实她 Ruth 真正需要的东西，并不一定是她自己在求的东西。
That's why I pray to Jesus.
所以我们真的很需要给我们的主祷告。
Sometimes he may not answer the prayer like the way you want it.
很多时候神不会按照我们所祈求的方式来回应我们的祷告。
Because our brother Jesus knows exactly what we need.
因为我们的基督，我们的主，我们的长兄，他非常明白我们真
正需要的。Not only is he interceding on what you are asking, he is advocating for things that you are not asking.
所以他不光是为我们所求的事在代求，也为我们并没有求的事情在为我们做这个中保。
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That just to show you need to prove to yourself that Christ is real. Christ exists. Christ loves you.
所以就是向我们证明说神存在，神是爱我们的神。
Amen. A famousA scientist who's an atheist, he says,
一个很出名的科学家，他曾是无神论者。
That when you have a bird, when you get hold of a bird, and you dissect the bird,
那你拿着一只鸟的时候
，and you dissect the bird,
然后解剖那只鸟
，you could tell the environment that the world that bird lives in.
当你去解剖剖析这个鸟的时候呢，你可以知道这个鸟它之前所生长栖居的那个地方。
You can tell the climate. You can tell how much sunshine the bird is taking.
你可以了解它之前居住的一个环境，它所生活的那个地方。
From its bone density, you can work out what sort of gravity is it living under.
所以从它的骨骼的密度，你可以了解到它所居住的那个经度和纬度。
In other words, the bird reflects the environment.In other words, you can tell from the bird what environment it lives in.
所以借着这个鸟它身体的状况可以来反映它所居住的这个环境。
I want people to dissect me.
所以我想要当别人来解剖我的时候
and conclude there is Jesus.
然后他们的那个答案就是有基督的存在。
I want people to dissect me.
我希望人来解剖我
and discover I live under the presence of God.
来发现原来我是在神的同在当中的。
I want them to measure my bone density and realize.
我想他们来量我骨骼的密度，来知道我所处的这个环境。
I want them to detect the power that is in the bones.
我想他们要来在我的骨骼当中来量出有神的
存在。And realize there is an anointing.
然后让他们意识到原来我的骨骼当中都有这个恩膏。
I want them to dissect your heart and discover Christ lives in there.
让他们来解剖我们的心，来发现基督就住在我们的里面。
In other words, just like the bird reflects its world, we will reflect the kingdom of God.
就好像这个鸟会反映它所栖居的那个环境，我们要彰显基督的国度。
So this foolish atheist scientist tried to prove there's no God. In fact, by what he argued, he proves there is God.
所以就是这个很傻的这个科学家想要。证明没有神的存在，但是其实他所做的正是来反映的
神的存在。We are the proof.
我们就是最好的一个印证。
Hallelujah. We are the proof that 2,000 years ago that Jesus did come to the earth.
我们就是来证明在2000年前基督确实有降世在这里。
And that's why we are different.
这是因为我们不同。
Brothers and sisters, it's all down to choice.
所以这一切都源于一个选择。
Many more Christians will can live a happy life.A more successful life, if only they choose Jesus in everyday life.
所以只有当我们每一天做这个选择，选择基督的时候，我们过一个更丰盛、更得胜、更蒙福的一个生命。
That's why, to me, life is about making good decisions.
所以对我来说，生命都源于做一个好的选择、好的决定。
Do you hear that?
大家听到了吗？
We need to make good decisions.
我们需要做一个好的决定。
What is a good decision?
什么是好的决定呢？
When we choose Christ.
就是当我们选择基督的时候。
Every time when we have an issue, we have a problem at home, we choose Jesus.
每次当我们在家庭当中还是哪里遇到问题的时候，我们就要来选择基督。
What does that look like?
这到底是怎么样呢？
What does that look like when you choose Jesus?
当我们来选择基督的时候，看上去应该怎样呢？
It's not just casually I choose Jesus.
不是说很随意的说，哦，好，我选择基督。
Well, if you do that, you're not believing in what you're choosing.
如果你只很随意的说这个选择的话，那其实你并没有相信你所相信的东西。
Does anybody know what a good decision look like?
有多少人知道说做一个好的决定是怎样的吗？
What does a good decision look like?
一个好的决定是怎样的？
What does choosing Jesus look like practically?
那么在实际生活当中，我们说我们选择基督是应该是怎样一个状态呢？
It's on your knees praying, seeking his face.
我们应该双膝跪下来到主面前来寻求他。
God is not a microwave God.
神并不是一个微波炉的神。
God needs you to seek him.
神需要你来寻求他。
So that he can reward those who diligently seek him.
神会来赏赐那切切寻求他的人。
When we choose Jesus,
当我们选择基督的时候，
we pray.
我们跪在主面前来祷告。
And we keep praying.
我们不断的祷告。
And we keep praying.
不断的祷告。
Every day we pray.
每一天我们的祷告祈求。
Until our choice is fulfilled.
直到我们选择的基督得以应许。
Brothers and sisters,The Bible helps us to make our choices.
圣经帮助我们做一个好的选择。
What a good choice look like.
一个好的选择是怎样？
That's why the Ten Commandments is a honeycomb, not 10 negative rules.
所以对于大卫来说，好像这个十诫命就好像蜂房的蜂蜜一样甘甜。
Have you ever heard people say, I don't want to be even Christians, right? Because thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not.
有没有听人说？
And that's what put people off.
有没有听到很多人说我不想做基督徒，因为你们很多规条教条，总是有很多的束缚。
You see, ask David, the King David, what does he think of the Ten Commandments?
那么对于大卫王来说，那十大诫命对他来说意味着什么呢？
It's as sweet as honeycomb.
好像蜂蜜一样甘甜。
Not bitter.
不是苦的。
It didn't say as bitter as lemon.
不是好像像柠檬一样苦。
Brothers and sisters,That's why we as Christians, we must manifest Christ because we choose well, because we have made good decisions.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们一定要选择基督。
And I pray that in 2024, we are full of good decisions.
我真的是祷告在新的一年2024年，我们的每个决定都是好的决定。
So that we can see the joy in our faces, even though we're going through hard times.
所以尽管在我们在苦难当中，我们的心里都有满有喜乐。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not that somehow, most of the time when we see each other, please don't show me that you've been baptized in lemon juice.
所以那时候每次我们见面的时候，不要给我们看到你的苦涩的脸。
But be baptized with joy.
但是我们被神的灵神的喜乐所充满
that you tasted that the Lord is good
让我们品尝了神的良善
and that you received the promise of Lord Jesus Christ that he said I give you life and live and life more abundantly
所以我们领受了神的应许那我们领受了那丰盛的生命
in 2024 show demonstrate to yourself that if you choose Jesus every bondage everything that holds you back can be broken
所以在2024年我们要证明当我们选择基督的时候任何捆绑我们的那些咒诅那些捆绑都要得破碎
Don't listen to the lies of the enemy
不要听仇敌的谎言
We can do it
我们可以做到
Amen We can
我们可以
Hallelujah Make sure that New Year resolution lasts all the way until next December
希望我们的新年愿望可以一直持续到年尾
Now let me close with Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, so that we feel this is a Christmas sermon.
Oh, 以赛亚书九章六节来结束今天的分享。
Hallelujah. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里说因有一婴孩为我们而生有一子赐给我们政权必担在他的肩头上他名称为奇妙策士全能的神永在的父和平的君
Tell me brothers and sisters if, Jesus, if you pray and if you choose Jesus to help you in life that you somehow get a miracle you get a job you get a breakthrough in your career in your business
所以真的我们来祷跟神祷告我们选择基督的时候我们在我们的生命当中经历一个突破经历一个奇妙的供应的时候
When that happened, are we not happy?
当有这样的事情发生的时候我们难道不喜乐吗
But you have, if that happens, you have just proven that the government is upon his shoulder.
所以如果我们有这样的经历的话那么只是证明我们这个经文所说的政权就担在主的肩头上
Amen? Then you realize, hey, even in my business,He's in charge.
所以你意识到今天我的生意当中神都在掌权。
In my job, he's in charge.
在我的工作上神掌权。
And when you pray for something to happen in your environment, it happens, you realize, hey, Jesus really is the government.
所以当在我们的环境当中我们祷告的事情发生的时候我们会去承认说神真的在掌权。
And when you have issues in your heart and mind, you just cannot be free. The Holy Spirit comes along.Jesus comes along.
所以当你在你的
He sets you free.
你的心里和你的情绪当中有捆绑有很多东西你得不到自由你祷告神来释放你的时候
When that happens.
当这样的事发生的时候
Isn't he a wonderful counselor?
难道他就不是那奇妙的策士吗
You see, this verse describes all of the things that Christ can do for us.
这里讲的给神的头衔其实是形容的包含了神能做的所有的事情
It is a list of things that God can do
这是包括了神所能做的全部的事情
If you need healing in your heart He is your counselor
如果你需要你心里面的医治他是那奇妙的测试
Amen If you need the impossibility He is the mighty God
如果你需要那不可能的事得成就他是那全能的神
If you need identity He is your everlasting Father
如果你需要在主里面一个名分那么他是你永在的父
If you want peace He is the Prince of Peace
如果你需要平安他是那和平的君王
But above all The one that I love the most
但是在这所有名号当中我最喜欢的一点是
That He is wonderful
他是非常奇妙的
God is wonderful.
神是我们奇妙的王。
He is wonderful.
神是何等的奇妙。
You see, I pray that this Christmas and next year, you will see Jesus differently.
我祷告这期的基督圣诞节和来年的时候，我们会有不同的眼目来认识我们的主。
I want you to make a good decision.
我想我们每一个人做一个对的好的决定。
To know Him better.
让我们选择更深的来认识我们的主。
To choose to spend more time with Him.
让我们选择花更多的时间来与主相处。
So that this time next year you say, Pastor, Jesus is wonderful.
所以到明年这个时候，我们每个人可以来做见证，说
Hallelujah,
神真的是良善的神，是奇妙的神。
Wonderful.
神是多么奇妙的神。
Wonderful.
他是奇妙的神。
Jesus is beautiful.
他是那荣美的神。
He is my counselor.
他是我的策士。
My mighty God.
他是我全能的神。
He is my king.
他是那大君王。
That's why he is the government.
所以他有所有的执掌掌
权。He is truly in charge.
他是绝对掌权的那一位。
And I love him.
哦，我们深深的爱他。
You know, in my home there is peace.
因为在我的家中有平安。
His presence brings me peace.
神的同在带给我们平安。
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what my neighbor needs.
也是我们可能邻舍所需要的。
My unbelieving family needs.
我们所有还没有信主的家人所需要的。
We need him.
因为我们都需要他。
Everybody repeat after me. He's wonderful.
让我们大家一起说，他是多么奇妙的神。
He's wonderful.
他是何等奇妙的神。
Hallelujah. He's wonderful.
我们奇妙的神，他是何等的奇妙。Hallelujah.
This is what Jesus can do.
这是我们的主可以做的。
This is who he is.
这是他真实的。
That on Christmas Day he revealed himself as the Logos in flesh.
那么在圣诞节，他是道成肉身来到我们当中。
That finally God can speak to us.
最终神会对我们说话。
And we can hear him.
我们也可以听到他。
And that the truth of who he is revealed.
神他真实的本相来向我们显明。
So I just pray, brothers and sisters, over the next coming days and weeks,
我们祷告
着 that you will make the right choice.
我们在祷告接下来的这个时间当中，我们可以开始做这个对的决定。
That you will choose life.
我们可以选择生命。
Every single day of your life.
在我们经过的每一天的光阴当中。
Because that life is Jesus.
这个生命就是基督他自己。
And he is wonderful.
他是那奇妙的君王。
He is wonderful.
他是何等的奇妙。
Hallelujah. Let's all bow our heads now.
让我们低下头。
Let's spend a few moments thinking about how wonderful Jesus is.
让我们花一点时间来细想，他是何等奇妙的神。
He is on the throne.
他是那坐在宝座上的神。
Nothing is impossible.
对他在主里面没有不能成的事。
Don't let the devil lie to you.
不要让仇敌来对你撒谎。
You can be free.
我们可以得自由。
From everything that binds you.
任何捆绑我们的事情。
From everything that looks impossible.
对任何不可看似不可能的事
Jesus is life
耶稣你就是那生命
Even when things look dead in your life
尽管可能这个光景看似好像已经死去了
He can restore you
神仍然可以在这样的环境当中来恢复我们
Because we worship an ascended king
因为我们所敬拜的是这个大君王
Who is on the throne
坐在宝座上的君王
and he's poured out his Holy Spirit into our midst.
他赐下他宝贵的圣灵在我们当中
The Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵与我们同在
He will manifest Jesus Christ within us.
他会借着在我们里面的圣灵可以彰显基
督 Whatever is burdening you,
不管是什么来给我们里面有一个重担
Whatever is the immediate issue,
不管是我们所需要的任何的问题
Choose.Choose by seeking him.
当我们接着在我们的内室里的寻求主来选择他
when you keep seeking him,
让我们不断的来寻求他的时候
you will eventually see
我们最终会看到
your answers to prayer,
我们的祷告蒙垂听
and that you will demonstrate that Jesus Christ is real.
这样的经历会让我们显明主耶稣是真实存在的
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our little stand.
让我们站立起来。
Thank you. 知，感谢耶稣，盼我的主，你的恩典深处我心，感谢耶稣，我的救赎，我的平安，我的医治，
I want you to wait upon the Lord.
He is here
in our midst.
他就在我们的当中。
We worship Him because He is here.
我们敬拜他，因为他就在我们当中。
We worship Him because His presence is here.
我们敬拜他，因为他的同在就在我们当中。
Now let's ask Him to minister to us.
愿主来触摸我们的心。
Let's choose Him.
让我们今天选择基督。
Lord, touch me.
主求你来触摸
Heal me
来医治我
Deliver me
释放我
I choose to forgive
主我要选择来原谅
I choose to be free
我要选择得自由
I choose to make a good decision
我要选择做一个对的好的决定
I choose you Lord
主我要选择你
I ask you for wisdom
主求你赐给我们智慧
for the correct understanding
让我们有好的悟性
I ask you for the freedom
主求你赐给我们自由
I ask you to give me my deliverance
主求你给我我的释放
I welcome you Jesus
主我们欢迎你
I welcome you Lord
主我们
Be king of my life
主我们接受你主我生命的主生命的王
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.Lord, we lift up the rest of our families.
主把我们的家人都交在你的手中。
Lord, we pray that they will come into your feet.
主我们祷告我们的家人也会来到你的国度当中。
And surrender their lives to you.
他们的生命会交托于你。
They will come back to you.
他们会再一次回到你的里面。
And no longer be angry.
他们不再向你恼怒。
Just pray, Lord, that you help us to have peace.
主祷告你赐给我们平安。
Father, let there be reconciliation.
愿我们当中有和好的关系。
Let there be healing.
愿我们当中有医治。
Let there be deliverance.
愿我们当中有释放。
Holy Spirit, come upon us.
圣灵与我们同在。
Fill us anew.
来，全新的更新。
More, Lord.
更多的浇灌。
More of your presence.
更多的你的同在
More of your presence.
更多的主你的同在
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主
Thank you, Lord.
哦，谢谢你我的主
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你我的主
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你我的耶稣
Let your fire burn through us.
主愿你圣灵的火在我们
里面燃烧 Let your fire burn through us.
愿你的火在我们里面燃烧
More of you, Lord.
主我们渴慕更多的你
And less of us.
愿主更兴旺，愿我更 strive.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
感谢你，我的主。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
感谢你，圣灵。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
感谢你，圣灵。
Touch our family.
求你来触摸我们的家人。
Touch our sons and daughters.
来触摸我们的儿女。
Touch our wives and our husbands.
触摸我们的丈夫或者我们的妻子
Touch our parents
也触摸我们的父母
Help us, O God
主啊求你帮助我们
In our schools, in our colleges
在我们的学校当中在我们的大学当中
In our homes
在我们的家中
Thank you, Lord
谢谢你主
Thank you, Lord
谢谢你我的主
Father, bless us all
主求你祝福我们所有人
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名
Amen
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果大家需要祷告，可以来前面。
Behind the curtain.
请大家可以留步，可以享用一些茶水。神祝福大家。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福大家。